The more immediate form of salvation than the standard garden variety scared the tar out of the city and out of the bosses, so they passed an ordinance against free speech, against speaking openly on the street. Applied to everybody except the Salvation Army. Now that's intolerable. We all know that the state can't give you free speech and the state can't take it away. You're born with it, like your eyes, like your ears. Huh? We all understand that. Like old Campbell said, freedom is something you assume. Then you wait for somebody to try to take it away from you. The degree to which you resist is the degree to which you are free. So they said, okay, we're going to resist. They sent out a call to anybody cut loose from a job in the whole territory. They flooded into town on the freight trains, filled it up, put that soapbox up on Trent Avenue in defiance of the law, built a line four blocks down and four blocks up, and every one of those booming workers took their turn up on that soapbox. Had time enough to say, fellow workers, and they got arrested. Well, that was the idea, of course, to fill the jails. The Finnish workers, they were the tough ones. The Finnish immigrants were socialists when they got here. The Finnish worker learned enough English to be able to say, fellow workers, and if the cop wasn't right there, he'd say, where's that damn cop? Well, they filled the city jail, filled the county jail, filled the sports arena, all the high school gyms, grade school gyms. Every square inch of public space was full of busted boomers. But then the city had to feed them. The tax burden was enormous. And the taxpayers balked and said, we're not going to spend our hard-earned loot to feed that bunch of grimy grifters down in the slammer. So they had to change the ordinance. And they won. And it didn't take any ballot boxes, and it didn't take any political parties. It's called direct action, and comes to us highly recommended.
Fucking fascists, they can kiss our asses. I've been thinking about my whole situation. I know y'all believe that we're the ones who fucking jump, but I know that it's just you who hate it. You can't blame me, darling. You can't shame me. Fuck these fucking fascists, fuck their family and friends. And the fucking fascists, they can fuck off to their dead. I've been watching you roll up to the pillar. You've been blending in with all these other fucking crusty punks. But I see that swastika on your jacket. I ain't out you, buddy, but I'm about to. Fuck these fucking fascists, fuck their family and friends. And they defend the fucking fascists, they can fuck off to their dead. Why try too hard if you're really full of wine? Why ask pride? Show your colors or your tears. Khaki white.
Trust me, no!
Fuck these fucking fascists. Fuck their family and friends. If they defend a fucking fascist, they can fuck up to their death. Fuck these fucking fascists. Fuck their family and friends. If they defend a fucking fascist, they can fuck.
If you were part of a union or working class people who were allowed to build a better life in the middle class in America, you fucking listen to us. Because if you're out there buying those fucking hats that these swindlers are selling at that fucking fair, I'm sorry, kids, I know there's kids here, then you're part of the problem, and I'll tell you why. Because you're being duped by the greatest swindler in the history of the world. You're being duped by a bunch of grifters and billionaires who don't give a shit about you or your family. They care about their fucking tax breaks and the money they can put in their pocket. If you consider yourself a patriot and you're spouting off that election denying shit, I will fight your ass outside if you want to. Wake the fuck up!
Trump News Network special report.
We are glad to announce billionaire and everybody's favorite Donald Trump has won the presidential elections.
We are going to make America so great again.
Donald Trump made his first visit to Washington.
People have been maced, and the police look like they're blocking them in.
No more Muslims.
These are people that nobody knows who they are.
We better be careful.
No more Mexicans.
We're going to stop it, and we're going to build the wall.
You have to come in to be an American.
They're troublemakers. They're no good. We've got to take our country back, folks.
Our job. No.
Tell us, bitch. Yeah, that's right.
Speak American.
Look at this. Russian fucking passport. Sign American.
What are you doing here?
No.
You're going to understand. Break your fucking neck. You're going to understand. Put your hand down.
Burn him. Who took it?
Outsider.
No more small breasts.
What do you want the world to look like? What do you want it to be? Do you know that the wall has two sides and nobody is free? Did your mama come from Mexico? Papa come from Palestine? Sneaking all through Syria, crossing all the borderlines. Let other people in. Listen to your women. Stop killing black children. Make America great again.
No more fat pigs.
Burn pigs!
Keep going. Hey there.
That's really gonna be good.
Push your head down.
Let other people in. Listen to your women. Stop killing black children.
Guilty. No more gay or lesbian.
Could you imagine a foundation calling a woman a dog? Do you wanna stay in the kitchen? Is that where you belong? How do you picture the perfect leader? How do you want him to be? Has he promoted the use of torture and killing families? Did your mama come from Mexico? Papa come from Palestine? Sticking all through Syria, crossing all the borderlines. Let other people in. Listen to your women. Stop killing black children. Make America great again.
Knock the crap out of them, would you?
Let other people in.
I'd like to punch him in the face, I'll tell you.
Listen to your women. Killing black children. Make America
great again. We'll see you tomorrow.
And I love the women.
Did your mama come from Mexico? Papa come from Palestine? Sticking all through Syria, crossing all the borderlines.
No more abortions.
People in, listen to your women. Stop killing black children. Make America great again. Let other people in, listen to your women. Stop killing black children. Make America great again.
Sadly, the American dream is dead. I will bring it back. Bigger and better and stronger than ever before.
Trump will make America great again.
fathers and mothers left us a mandate. We've got to separate the church and the state. So get your head straight before it's too late and you drop it in the plate. You must appreciate Jesus and money. Make a man speak in tongues, scream out his lungs, roll in the dung. And when the song is sung, he moves up another rung. And the deaf and the dumb are the ones who get stung. Here come the sex police, they're at your bedroom door. Moving in next door, searching from floor to floor. You know what they're looking for, someone's always keeping score. Every time you dip the oar, love isn't fun no more. Get fundamental about this strange philosophy in which God and man are enemies, in which there is no serenity unless you happen to believe precisely what they want you to believe and no diversity. Come join the army and learn the noises that drown out the other's voices and please the devil who rejoices when mankind has no choices and power exploits us and peace avoids us. Guess who to the rescue on our holy mission to uphold the tradition of the Spanish Inquisition and preempt your decision by forcing your confession. Now let that be a lesson. Who you think you're messing with? Who you think you're messing with? Who you think you're messing with? Who you think you're messing with?
I'd like to request a moment of silence in an hour of anguish.
Stop talking, yakety yak, oy vey, what you say, you're really on a roll.
Listen, your mother.
Drop it at a rapid clip, get a grip, you're not as fascinating as Warhol.
It seems hard to believe I got elected.
She said, he said, so what?
A disaster.
Are you talking to me?
We're not treated well.
Nothing you say is making the cut.
Good.
Just a bunch of sound and fury.
Can you believe that?
You're like, wow, name drop, so amazing.
Elon Musk.
Gravitas disappears. On and on with your navel gazing.
We're doing very well.
Your vanity bores me to tears.
Nobody's better.
Stop talking, yakety yak. Oy vey, what you say? You're really on a roll.
Nobody can do it like me.
Yeah, but at a rapid clip. Get a grip, you're not as fascinating as Warhol.
Intellectually deficient was one of the reasons I won. Psychologically, we can't even think.
Did this, did that, went over there?
It's not appropriate.
You said that a million times.
ask yourself, does anybody care?
We don't need them.
You're as hack as my stupid rhymes.
Bullshit.
You got diarrhea of the mouth. Silence is golden. Know what I mean?
I have the right to do
peace
that.
And quiet, headed south.
Literally.
You shouldn't be heard or seen.
Unfortunately.
Stop talking, yakety yak. Oy vey, what you say? You really ought to roll.
I would say this.
Yap and at a rapid clip. Get a grip, you're not as fascinating as Warhol.
Lunatics.
Stop talking, yakety yak. Oy vey, what you say? You really ought to roll.
Good luck.
Yap and at a rapid clip.
And
get a grip, you're not as fascinating as Warhol.
I can't understand the word you're saying.
You're not Warhol.
It's a disaster.
You're not
wrong. We have people that are extremely evil. Everybody knows I'm an open book. Everybody knows what I'm going to do. Tremendous amounts of really bad things. Fraud and abuse. I've never seen anything to this extent.
Will you shut up, man? Who is on your list, Joe?
Capital's in a safe place, oh yeah. That's what he said, yeah, he said, yeah, he said. Oh yeah, he said Kyoto, no, no, yeah, he said no, 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 no to Kyoto. Then he said Kyoto, yes, yeah, 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 he said. And they said what he said. And some PlayStations were sold, yeah, they sold some PlayStations, yeah. They talked in circles, yeah. Yeah, he talked a lot, yeah, and moves are made, yeah, and the journalists were faggots, yeah, and they just said what he said. And then the young were tear gassed, yeah, but some PlayStations were sold, yeah, oh yeah, yeah. And they said what he said, and he said what they said, and they repeated what he said, and went around in circles, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, he said. It was on TV, I saw him, yeah, and he said. He said 25,000 billion was lost in a hole. Yeah. Oh yeah, he said. And they said 25,000 billion's been lost in a hole. And I said, yeah. He said, yeah. But it's okay. Yeah, it's okay. And the blog said it's okay, and everyone said yeah. And those faggot journalists said yeah. He said there's 25,000 billion lost in a hole. Oh yeah, oh yeah. And he said yeah, it's just like that, you know. It's just like that, yeah. He said, and I said, and they said, oh yeah. And then he said yeah, there's gonna be a war, and I said no. And he said yes, it's gonna be a war. And they tear gas the kids, yeah, they tear gas the kids on Saturday afternoon, yeah, and they put it on a blog, yeah. On a blog on TV, I saw it and I heard it, cause they said it was in a blog, and some PlayStations were sold, yeah.
One day they came and they took the communists, and I said nothing because I was not a communist. Then one day they came and they took the people of the Jewish faith, and I said nothing because I had no faith left. One day they came and they took the unionists, and I said nothing because I was not a unionist. One day they burned the Catholic churches, and I said nothing because I was born a Protestant. Then one day they came and they took me. And I could say nothing because I was as guilty as they were for not speaking out and saying that all men have a right to freedom.
Arrest and detention of Mahmoud follows the U.S. government's open repression of student activism and political speech, specifically targeting students at Columbia University for criticism of Israel's assault on Gaza.
TJ3, motherfuckers.
Gray man did it out face down in the Vietnam muscle, so I cannot style on you. I didn't walk uphill both ways to the booth and back and I'll wild on you. You think baby Jesus killed Hitler just so I'd whisper? When you say some sound and he's quick tap your phone and I have a file on you. Huh. Put me worry not, buddy, I've lost before, so what? You don't care, I'm done, motherfucker, I can't be crushed. Fuckers, open the bus up and stop bullshitting the kid. My dick got a mission to star, I'm on par with the best, never took the gig. I'm a super cap from Don Dot in the dust, don't bother to touch. I got firm clutch on a grip and a box, I might go fly the tank, take a ride to the bank. Got a son of Rick Rubin, rush a full thrust, don't flash weak shit to the Shark Tank judge. Talk real good cause it's smart stuff, we a good crew to fuck with, better luck.
I told y'all, I told you on RTJ 1, then I told you again on RTJ 2, and you still ain't believe me. So here we go, RTJ 3.
Talk to me.
RTJ
Enter CBS, Sony, Toshiba, Yamaha, Columbia, Crown, Polydor, Canon, RBC, Wanda, Pioneer, King, Japan, Polista, Disco, Main, Trio, Takuma, Kitty, SMS, Hologram, Pass, For Life, Epic, Sony, and may I repeat your mission? Bomb all these and destroy them. Bomb all these and destroy them, over. The spaceship champion is about to be on the glorious voyage. Everything is set, everything on the go. Continuing the countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Centralized autocracy, militarism, forcible suppression of opposition, belief in a natural social hierarchy, subordination of individual interests for the perceived good of the nation and race, and strong representation of society and the economy.
Thank you. Through many party broadcasts, the TV junkies sit, watching propaganda till they're sick and tired of it. But even those who've sat through worse and haven't seemed to care, this continuous hypocrisy is just too much to bear. Each one respectively in turn, hardly bothering to scoff, rise up with common cause in mind to switch the damn thing off.
Fascist group thing. Democrats are out of power. Across that big wide ocean, fascist, 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 fascist president-elect. Fascist God in motion. Generals telling what to do. Stop your good time dancing. Train their guns on me and you. Fascist thing advancing. Sisters, brothers, lend a hand. Increase our population. Grab that griffin by the throat and throw it in the ocean. You're real tonight, you move my soul. Let's cruise out on the dance floor. Come out your house and dance your dance. Shake that fascist groove thing. Shake it. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing.
Sans cravate, qu'on fume à l'aube démocrate, et le remords des coups de jatte, avec la peur qui tend la patte, le ministère de ce prêtre, et la pitié à la fenêtre, et le client qui n'a peut-être ni Dieu ni maître. Le fardeau blême qu'on emballe comme un paquet vers les étoiles, qui tombe froide sur la dalle, et cette rose sans pétale, cet avocat à la serviette, cette aube qui met la voilette pour des larmes qui n'ont peut-être ni Dieu ni maître. C'est moi que l'on dit de justice et qui pousse dans les supplices, et pour meubler le sacrifice avec le sapin de service, cette procédure qui guette ceux que la société rejette sous prétexte qu'ils n'ont peut-être ni Dieu ni maître. Cette parole d'évangile qui fait plier les imbéciles et qui met dans l'horreur civile de la noblesse puis du style ce cri qui n'a pas la rosette, cette parole de prophète, je la revendique et vous souhaite ni Dieu ni maître.
I thoroughly despise religion, in the same way I despise national pride, all these things that cause people to kill each other.
I think the world would be a much better place without them.
Back when Eisenhower was the president, golf courses are where most of his time was spent. And I never paid a lot of attention to what the president said because, in general, I believe that the general was politically dead. But I changed my mind because some of the things that he said made me know he knew when muscles were about to be flexed, because I kept on hearing him saying something or mumbling something about a military-industrial complex. You see, Americans no longer fight to keep their shores safe, just to keep the jobs going and the arms-making workplace. And then we'll pretend we are affected by some sort of patriotic reflex, but that means it's time to pay dues to the military-industrial complex. The military and the monetary, they get together whenever they think it's necessary. They have turned our brothers and sisters into mercenaries. They are turning parts of the planet into a cemetery. The military and the monetary, they use the media as intermediaries. They are determined to keep the citizens secondary, to keep making so many decisions that seem absolutely arbitrary. You're standing behind the commander-in-chief who was standing under the spotlight shaking like a leaf, but the economic ship had landed on a reef, so we knew he was going to bring us messages of grief. The military and the monetary, they were shielded by January, and what storming into February brought us pot-bellied generals as luminaries. 2 weeks ago, I hadn't heard of some bitch, and all of a sudden, he's legendary. The military and the monetary, from thousands of miles away in a Saudi Arabian sanctuary, had us all scrambling for our dictionary because we couldn't understand the damn vocabulary. Yeah, there were some smart bombs, but there were some dumb ones as well. They scared the hell out of CNN in that Baghdad hotel. The military and the monetary, they hounded the Ayatollah religiously. They bombed Gaddafi and killed his son hideously. Had us all running around declaring war on our allies, the Panamanians, while Ali North sold guns to the Iranians and Gorbachev kicked ass to the Lithuanians. We better warn the Amish. They may bomb the Pennsylvanians. The military and the monetary, they send us messages that are incendiary. They determined to keep the war and its focus as primary. They are determined to call us so damn insane a worthy adversary. They are driving us crazy with all these things that are really necessary. We've got to work for peace. You know, they always say that they make war, and they're not wrong. They make wars. They make wars. So perhaps what we are going to have to do is work for peace. We stand around hoping that peace will come, waiting for peace to come, praying that peace will come, but peace ain't coming that way. We're going to have to work for peace. You got folks out there working for war, make a whole lot of money when you declare war. All you got to do is hurt somebody and you got yourself a war. All you got to do is not care about people, get yourself a war. We got to work for peace. Peace ain't coming this way, but since we all want peace, let's go to work.
Elon Musk loves chaos. It is his brand, his style, his way of operating. But his latest stunt, posting far-right German politician Alice Weidel on X, takes things to another level. In a live stream watched by hundreds of thousands of people, Weidel casually claimed that Adolf Hitler was a socialist and even a communist. And historians were quick to respond, calling it absolute nonsense.
The biggest success after that terrible era in our history was to label Adolf Hitler as right and conservative. He was exactly the opposite. He wasn't a conservative. He wasn't a libertarian. He was a communist, socialist guy.
Now let's get one thing straight. Hitler was neither a socialist nor a communist. In fact, he hated both. His regime brutally targeted leftists, jailing and killing communists and socialists in the early days of Nazi rule. Socialism, at its core, promotes equality and collective ownership. Hitler's ideology, meanwhile, thrived on racial hierarchies, anti-Semitism, and genocide.
Hitler fought Marxism fiercely and brutally right from the start, and the first victims to be imprisoned, tortured, and killed in the concentration camps in 1933 were leftists, communists, social democrats, and socialists.
But here's the real problem. Musk didn't push back on Weidel's falsehoods. He praised her instead, calling her very reasonable and urging Germans to support the AfD.
I think Alice Weidel's a very, very reasonable person, and hopefully people can tell just from this conversation, like, nothing outrageous is being proposed. just common sense. In fact, I, as I've said publicly, I think only AfD can save Germany. And I just want to be very clear about that. Only AfD can save Germany. End of story. And people really need to get behind the AfD, and otherwise things are going to get very, very much worse in Germany.
Rec 1275. Beyond anti-fascism. More than just the opposite of totalitarianism and fascism.
Destruction, terrorism, and weakness.
When the Fuhrer says, "We are the master race," I said, "Heil," right in the Fuhrer's face. Not to love der Fuhrer is a great disgrace. I said, "Heil," right in der Fuhrer's face. I said, "Heil." Right in Der Fuhrer's face.
You're not known to be a humble man.
I think I am actually humble. I think I'm much more humble than you would understand.